Welcome back, everyone, to Friday Therapy Podcast. I'm your host, Jan Behrens, here with my co-host, Logan Hubbard. And with us today are two guests, Jacob and Jess. Say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, so I think it's worth noting that with this appearance, Jess is actually breaking the shared record with Harry Hewen for the most Friday Therapy guest appearances. So give it up for Jess.
Wow.
Woo.
Big milestone.
Number one.
Look at me go.
All right. And today's episode, we will be doing a surprise cereal taste test, but it's not normal cereals. It's snacks that we think could pass as cereals. So on the docket today, we got things like Honey Bunches of Oats is our control group, but then we got Nilla Wafers, Teddy Grahams, Oreos, microwave popcorn, pretzels, Clif Bars, and much more.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that I think a lot of these actually have potential, specifically the mini Oreos. If you remember one of our previous episodes, we tried the Oreo O's, which were actually cereal, and they were extremely disappointing. So I think the mini Oreos could potentially right the ship.
Amen. All right, so let's jump straight into it. We're going to start off with the control group, the Honey Bunches of Oats.
So I guess something to consider is this is kind of like the heavy hitter. This is the top dog. So you're looking for something to be better than this cereal.
Okay.
And this is one of probably the goats of just cereal in general. Me and Jan actually consumed two family-sized boxes of these over the course of 2 days at one time. So we do love some Honey Bunches of Oats in the studio.
I'm actually more of a Honey Nut Cheerios guy myself.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Well.
I don't want it.
And I regretfully do not have a spoon with me today, so I'm rocking the fork to eat the cereals today.
And Logan just digs in. Doesn't even let me pour my cereal.
And for your information, this is the same Jacob Sandberg from the esteemed Green Beard Day incident episode.
Is that the official title?
Sure, it can be.
A big incident.
Well, you don't remember, so.
Oh, I mean, I get some fever dreams about what happened, so. Wow. I've actually never had Honey Bunches of Oats, so.
I don't think I have either.
So, we're going to be grading this on three categories, and we're going to be scoring each thing out of five.
Put enough in there?
Yep.
Our first category is texture. And that's basically how it like feels in your mouth, especially with the milk being soaked into it. And then next is the flavor, which...
I don't want to think about that.
We got famous milk hater Jess here. Our second category is flavor. That's pretty self-explanatory. If it tastes good, you rate it high. And then the last one is cereal ability, which is really just a vibe score, honestly. So...
Honestly... Pretty good, first time. Awesome.
I wonder how much the audience loves the ASMR segments after each time we eat something.
I'm definitely gonna mute it.
Let's go. For the first time ever. This is beautiful. I mean, maybe even just delete the whole portion, just go wait 5 seconds. Oh my Boom. God, we ate it already.
Are you sure the listeners aren't just in it for the ASMR?
Shut the fuck up. The Belgian listeners do not need to be subjected to this shit.
Yeah, I actually have gotten some complaints about the ASMR.
From whom? Lauren?
That's one of the complainers. But there have been more.
Lauren has a
name
sister,
one other
Logan.
One.
Is that the one?
I don't remember names, honestly.
One of the Tappahannons?
No, they're people I actually know.
Just what are your thoughts so far? I just want to like Give me three words right now to describe describe the experience.
So three words.
Three words.
Wow.
Is that
wow,
one
wow
of them?
Wow and wow. Yeah.
Is wow one of them?
That's one of your favorites.
So. Yeah, hey.
Good without milk. Better.
What do you prefer
milk?
To eat your cereal
with? It's not even cereal, it's cereal. Just like trail mix, you know.
All right, you're definitely part of milk gang then.
Yeah, milk gang is, I mean, milk is like one of the best forms of
S-tier beverage.
Everything,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like drinking milk, but it goes great with other things.
I think it goes great with other things, and
it's a great compliment.
Well, what do you drink for like dinner then?
Water?
You gotta drink milk, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You gotta get the Topo Chico.
It complements everything.
Yeah.
What the hell do you mean?
Nothing
it does not compliment.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, nothing goes bad with you. Can't
yes,
it, nothing.
Things go bad with milk. Like milk tastes bad with milk because it's milk.
No, because more milk makes milk better. Because yeah. You're just drinking more milk.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Exactly.
Especially the 1%, man.
There's
it's, like,
exactly.
It's like cheating at life.
Exactly.
It's like it tastes like whole milk, but it's 1%.
It tastes good and healthy. Life hack. You can't stop it right there.
So it's me, you, Zach, and Ben who are in Milk Gang, and then
dude,
everyone
Baxter's
else.
In it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Benny the Butter.
Like, Benny the Butter.
Ben counts for two people, like,
yeah.
So.
Honestly.
Yeah. All
right.
Are we ready?
Are we gonna write that one?
I'll actually kick off the scoring. So the texture, you know, this is a cereal. It's designed to go well with milk, and it just complements it really well. Like, in terms of the cereal side of things, it does tend to get soggy a little bit quickly, but I predict that this will actually hold its ground better than most of the other snacks on our lineup, so I'm going to be giving it a 4 in texture.
What's the rating scale out of
5? Out of 5.
Okay.
And then for flavor, you know, it's unbeated, really. Honey Bunches of Oats is Honey Bunches of Oats. 5.
Wow.
And cereal ability, this has a strong cereal vibe because it is cereal. 5.
Yeah, so I mean, for the texture, I think there's a bit of a home remedy you can actually perform in order to avoid the sogginess, and that's actually called not putting in as much cereal, so you actually do not spend as much time eating the cereal, so you can kind of get around that. Or you could just pour in the milk first.
Well, I'm lazy,
that's another
so.
Way. So, yeah, if you do that, I think definitely 5 for texture. I do concur about the flavor. It's definitely the pinnacle of cereals, in my opinion, so that's another 5. And then for the cereal ability, I mean, like you said, it is a cereal. I think some parts of it cereal better than others, like the little brown like flakes that are easily the worst part,
yeah.
Aren't as strong as, say, the granola, which we will be making in a few weeks. But, so I'll give that one a 4.5.
I like that. I think it depends on the spoonful you get for the flavor there. Like, if you get, like the little brown buddies, it's not like a piece of cereal, but... For the flavor, I'd probably go 4.5. Oh, I should have gone texture first, huh? But
well,
you know, I like the texture. I'm a crunchy guy, so I enjoy the texture. So that's gotta be a 5. And cereal ability, I mean, name brand alone, you already know it's gotta be the 5.
But
so.
What did you put your cereal ability score as?
I said a 4.5 just because the little Wheaties flakes aren't quite as
that is
they
true.
Don't stand the test of milk as right. Well as the other ones do.
Okay, well, texture. It's soggy because I normally don't drink it with milk. Drink it, eat it. I normally don't eat cereal with
she
milk.
She loves drinking cereal.
I do. I love it so much. So I did not really like that it was soggy. So I'm going to go with a 3.
Wow.
And then flavor was pretty good. I've never had it before, but I would buy. So I go with 4. And then... Cereal ability, 5, because it is a cereal,
wow.
So that would make sense.
You could say she's a Simon Cowell of the 4 of us.
Hot takes all around right now.
All right, that was our reviews for the Honey Bunches of Oats. Next up, we're going to be hitting up the vanilla wafers. Disclaimer, it is off-brand vanilla wafers.
And that's the only way to do it, in my opinion, since the actual name brand Nilla wafers are approximately 3 times more expensive.
Is the name brand of Nilla wafers just Nilla wafers?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this one's Vanilla wafers from the Kroger company from Cincinnati,
finally.
Ohio. So, and
yeah.
It's the minis, so they work better with the cereal, in theory at least. And I think we're going to go ahead and take another shot of milk.
I think you're right. If you guys have a Kroger code you want to send us so we can get the discount,
go on, send them to Logan and Jan so we can...
continue to scam Kroger out of money.
I have a hypothesis that if I split them or crunch them into there, it will be better. So that is the route that I will be going with.
Yeah, I mean, we only use about 6 Kroger Plus cards every time we check out, which is really not nearly enough.
Every time the attendant has to come over because we're using too many.
And I think experimental cereal making is certainly in the cards for this one. Jan's already taken some creative liberties. I'm going to go straight up. I think that's, I just would like to experience it in the purest form possible.
I think that's also what I'm going to go as. You want more milk?
No.
Maybe I'll crunch them up too. There you go.
Thanks.
Don't look at me like that.
You're looking at me.
First impression. Sure.
Well, I'm finished.
What, you put one in there?
I put 5 crackers in there.
I guess you did crunch them up, huh? See, I'm more of like a milk on top. It's not syrup if I'm putting milk on top.
Like syrup?
Yeah. you mean pancake sauce?
No way, they don't put ranch in
just
syrup.
Good, you're eating it with this. Oh, you have the milk? I thought you left the milk behind. The milk grind behind.
Oh, wow.
No.
She's like begrudgingly shifting it around in there.
She's like, I want to be part of Milk Gang, but I don't want to drink milk.
I do not want to be part of the Milk Gang. I'll be part of the Ice Cream Gang.
Well, ice cream. Ice cream.
That doesn't exist because it's just me and you.
Me too. I mean, Get the hell out of here with that.
Oh, okay. I doubt you consume nearly as much ice cream as me or Jess.
Dude, one day I had 3 whole of those Ben & Jerry's pint things.
Yeah, no, that was just one day. That's not every day.
Well, listen, it comes and goes. I just don't eat because I'm lazy.
Yeah, that is a lot of work, usually, eating food.
Well, there's already milk in ice cream, so it's kind of just like another like point for Milk Gang.
I'm going to reformulate my thoughts.
Yeah, I actually would like some more as well.
Yeah, try the straight up, actually.
I did try the straight up.
Whoa, that was a lot.
It was quite interesting.
What? You good?
I don't think the fork is doing you any favors there.
The fork's gotta be the worst thing. You can
stab it.
Probably. Yeah, take a knife.
You gotta go stack method, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't get all the stuff out.
Can I go first?
You may.
Also, the honey bunches, you did not consume all of them.
It is literally impossible to get everything out with the fucking fork.
All right, so the texture, to my surprise, they basically disintegrated the moment I put the milk on top. Because I'm now just moving the milk around in my bowl and there's some, like,
some sludge.
Wafer like serum left in my bowl. That's gotta be like a 2.5 at tops, to be honest. The flavor, I don't really like Nilla wafers, but I think the milk helped it out. So I'm gonna go 4.5 on flavor. Cereability, definitely a 3. You gotta be rapid fire eating this thing if you want it to be like a cereal. You gotta be like spoon in hand, like pouring and stirring just to get like Yes. You're gonna have 2 spoons in there, 1 for stir, 1 for in the mouth, you know.
There's
no way.
All right,
you get the mixer.
I'll take it next. So the texture, I did the experimental cereal eating design, and basically the instant that I threw the crumbs in there, it was instantly soggy. But when I tried again with the whole things, it was too crunchy. But then I let it sit for about 3 seconds, and then it was soggy again. And it was impossible for me to find that middle ground where it was just the right amount of crunch and just the right amount of sog. So the texture is easily a 3. And then the flavor, you know, it's Nilla wafers. I love a Nilla wafer. It's very nostalgic taste to me. I'm going to give it a 4 for flavor. And for cereal ability, it did give a strong cereal vibe, but it just didn't live up to it. Four.
I wonder if like the real Nilla wafers would hold up a little more, you know?
I doubt it.
These are actually more crunchy than the normal ones, so I think they hold up better. But yeah, I'm going to say for texture, it's kind of in limbo, you know? So the first time I tried, you know, hitting the stir method, and it got soggy very quickly to the point where if you just put it in your mouth, it, you know, it looked like it'd be okay, and then it just kind of just melted in your mouth, which is kind of not what I'm looking for out of a cereal, but kind of an interesting experience. And then the next one, I thought better of it and just ate it instantly, like right when I put it in, and that was a much stronger experience. So if you know how to wrangle those two words,
wrestle with the
I think it could be much better than some would think it to be. So that's a four for me. And then as far as the flavor, I think, you know, Nilla wafers are pretty unoffensive and just, you know, they're solid. They're not like mind-blowing, but they're not bad either. So that's a 3.5 for me. And then under the cereal ability, to me this has to be about a one, just because, you know, when you're eating cereal, you want the milk to be able to make contact with the cereal for upwards of at least like 60 seconds, and that would just not prove to be possible here. So, low score for me.
I think the conclusion that Logan was coming to is that this one's on the fringes of cereal society.
Yes, certainly an outcast.
Yeah, it definitely has like the potential because of the flavor. Classic vanilla, very good, very basic. Texture, it does...
Counts it to acidic?
I know. Yes. Well, it does just, like, dissolve immediately, so, like, you have to, like, perfect the timing. So, which is, like, that's too much work for me, so I'm going to go with 3 for texture, and then flavor... Milk just ruins everything for me, so by themselves they're good, but the milk was, like, a no for me. So
we're not judging the milk.
3.
Wow.
Well, it adds to it. It's cereal, right? And then cereal ability, a 2, because it's too much work to like balance it.
Yeah, to me, this is one of those ones where it'd probably be better just dipping it in milk than actually cerealing it.
I agree, pretty good.
And also, it was kind of reminding me, if you ever had like one of those like bath tablets as a kid, where you like put it in the bath and then it would disintegrate and turn the water like purple or
bath
something.
Bombs?
Yeah, it just did that in the milk, basically.
It did.
Except it turned the water Nilla wafer.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dream right there.
I want to be the Nilla wafer. All right, so next up we got Teddy Graham's honey flavor.
Let's go.
I want to give a special shout out to our accountant, Zach Fedition, for this recommendation. I'm really excited about it, and I think this could potentially be our first serial killer.
Oh, Zach references?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do I have to credit Zach?
No. Well, we already did.
You can credit me for the honey.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Because it would have been chocolate.
Ew.
Yeah. We had to switch it up.
I got some Nilla wafer already on the...
Yummy.
Oh my.
Just a doot. Half a teaspoon.
Doot.
Doot, doot. How's the color of your milk so different from mine?
You have more milk.
Mine's not really white anymore.
Hey, milk me.
Mine's pretty damn good, I think.
That's crazy.
That's because I eat everything.
Yeah, every particle.
Yeah. That's the wannabe slurp major in me. They won't let me
get there. He loves to slurp. Yeah, I can't wait for the potion that gets created once I reach the end. I'm going to summon something on accident. All right. I'll kick us off. So the texture, this actually combined very well with the milk, in my opinion. It didn't get too soggy, but it also absorbed some of the milk. So it had that nice crispy center and the soft exterior, the opposite of what you look for in a cookie.
Sorry.
You're good. the flavor, I need to actually score it.
Yeah, come on.
The texture is a 5.
5.
Whoa!
The flavor, I'm not really high on Teddy Grahams, but I do like graham crackers and I like honey, so it's going to stay at 4 for me. And cereal ability, this one gave a strong cereal vibe. It felt like cereal while I was eating it, not like some weird concoction. So 5 on cereal ability.
Great googly moogly, where do I even begin on this one? So,
ain't no way.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and crown this one the king of the hill already. Definitely our first cereal killer, dethroning the Honey Bunches of Oats. For the texture, it kind of had the inverse waffle thing going on, where it was soft on the outside but crunchy on the inside, which is kind of exactly what I'm looking for with a cereal. So that's definitely a 5 for me. Then the flavor, I don't really think you can beat it, honestly. The way the honey combines with the milk and the cinnamon, it just all blends together to be like a perfect concoction. So another 5. And then the cereal ability, unexpectedly strong. I kind of thought the milk would do a number on it, but it didn't really. So another 5 for me. So 10 out of 10 all across the board.
I think 15 out of 15.
10 out of 15. I think the texture nailed on the head. I was pleasantly surprised they held up. Because again, I'm a crunchy guy, so that's got to be a 5 for texture. The flavor, if there was like a variety pack of Teddy Grahams, I think it'd like be like a 10 out of 5. Because you know, then you get like all the flavors in one. But the honey being the best Teddy Graham flavor, easily a 5. You know, and cereal ability, obviously, yeah, it's got to be a 5. You know, because it just held up so damn well. That was my pick from the start. So.
Just a shocking development.
Just, it really is. Glad to see the Honey Bunches go down. I got it.
Good job. Mm.
All right, Ika?
Okay, texture, it wasn't disintegrating in the milk, so that was good because I could actually like taste the Teddy Grahams.
How did Teddy taste?
Teddy tasted good. Like, I'd give it a 5. 5 for texture. And then flavor, also a 5, because I could actually taste it and not have it be overpowered by the milk. And then cereal ability, also a 5, because it didn't disintegrate in the milk. Once again, very strong point.
And just for record keeping, I believe that was 1 point shy of a totally perfect score across the board.
Yeah, Jan.
Jan on the Fantano pack for this one.
What did Jan give a 4 to?
The flavor.
understandable. The variety pack would knock your socks off.
All right. We can do a Patreon exclusive. All right.
Show after the show.
So our next up is going to be the Oreo Minis. This is Logan's favorite. And I anticipate Jess is also quite excited for this one
due to her
love for Oreos. So I'll pop this boy open. It is resealable, so that gets me giddy.
It's gonna ruin the milk.
No. That's what I'm saying.
It might be a milk reset after the Oreos. So we're all pouring this one bowl.
That might have to happen. Right. That's why we got extra bowls.
Yeah, I get it now. I get it now. I'm going
potion mode.
Oh my goodness.
They've set sail on you.
How is that potion mode? What the fuck?
No way this is good.
I think this is going to be so fire.
No way.
This is going to be so good.
They're disintegrating. Look at Jan.
What do you mean?
Look at Jan.
I'm very anti-Oreo, so.
Well, you better be pro-Oreo.
Yeah, it's milk's favorite. It's not even a cookie. It's a sandwich.
Okay.
Let me live. There you go.
No.
Sauce them up.
Just the right amount. Yeah. Put the Oreo sauce on.
Only Mr. Farmer knew what went down in his business school.
Maybe smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, I know. He said, these boys are genius. We love Oreos.
Back during Farmer's Day, there were only Hydrox.
Hydrox?
Or whatever they're called.
Like hydroxychloroquine? Or what?
Hydroxychloroform?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Ain't no
You're
way.
Awful. What are you talking about?
Hi. Can I go first?
No.
No.
You went first last time, Yon.
No. I go first. There's
Stop.
A rotation.
There's plenty left.
Nightmare blunt rotation.
All right, so I'll kick things off here. Texture, there is a famous interaction between Oreos and milk, and it's even advertised when you buy a pack of Oreos that it says it's milk's favorite cookie. Although I do not feel like it lived up to the challenge. It did have the desired texture, but it went down my mouth, and my mouth was dry afterwards, which it was not something that I really liked regarding this. So for texture, I'm going to give it a 3. For flavor, you know, Oreos, they're delicious, they're scrumptious, there's nothing quite like an Oreo. 5.
Enough said.
As a self-proclaimed not a big fan of Oreos, that's kind of shocking.
Wow, from dry mouth to giving a big old 5 on flavor. Yeah.
Not very ideologically consistent there.
Well... Anyway, cereal ability, this did not live up to the cereal vibe that I was thinking it would have. It was still better than the Oreo O's, but still not quite a cereal in my opinion, 3.
Yeah, so as a big fan of Oreos and milk and things that are small, I was really excited for the mini Oreos. Unfortunately, I think they kind of failed to reach the lofty heights set by the Teddy Grahams. I think they might have to change it to milk's second favorite snack instead of milk's favorite cookie, just based off of my preliminary research. I'm going to go with the texture, probably around a 4, just because, you know, it was solid at first, but like I said, when I'm looking at a cereal, I want something that can stand the test of time. And I noticed that it was really doing well for about 30 seconds, then it just fell off a cliff and became extremely soggy. So I might go ahead and revise that to a 3.5, actually, just because... I was just shocked at the developments after around the 30-second mark. And then onto the flavor. I mean, this is a tried-and-true combination. You can't really beat it. I'll go with a 4.5 for the flavor. And then the cereal ability, not as strong as our friend Teddy, but definitely better than vanilla wafers. So probably a solid 4 for a snack food.
Yeah, the texture kind of sucked. I'm not going to lie.
The
texture was a 2. Because actually, I actually forgot to eat like part of a cookie, and now I can like just like see it dripping off my spoon, and so like if I leave and go to the bathroom and come back, I'm just gonna be eating like, you know,
mush.
Like cookie mush for the next like 5 minutes, and I don't like that. Yeah, and now my milk is like not a good color, so
chocolate milk.
Even I mean, so with the milk, it's the texture's got to be a 2 max right now. The flavor Oreos are known not a good cookie. So that's gotta be another 2 on the flavor. Especially like a, who wants a mushy cookie? Like that's not a bit good. Cereal ability, 1. Horrible cereal. Ruins the milk, ruins the Oreo. I don't know. Just all around a bad decision to have this in here.
Did you just like wait 30 seconds before eating it? Did you just like stare at it in the bowl?
There was one left, and now it's that was one part of one cookie. It just took over.
So you're not even basing it off the cereal that you ate. You're basing off the one cookie you forgot to eat.
I took one bite. It was normal Oreo. Second bite, I'm over here like, chewing molasses in my mouth. Like, it was not good. Don't let their love of Oreos like fool you guys into trying this, because it's not worth it.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's definitely not Teddy Fresh, but
it's not Teddy Fresh. It's Teddy comes in
better than Vanilla Wafers. So Jess,
nah, it's not. Oh my.
Why didn't you just use the second bowl as your new bowl?
I thought we're all doing the milk reset.
We could have just dumped in yours. So.
I'm not milk resetting the whole time.
You're crazy.
Okay. Well.
What?
What?
Texture, it did disintegrate very quickly. Not as quickly as the wafers, but it didn't compete with Teddy, so I give it a 4. And then flavor. I love Oreos.
Alright, that's all you really need to say.
Fair emotional response.
So, I am a little biased. 4.5. And then cerealability, I'm going to give it a 3 because it also just disintegrated before I could eat it.
All right.
Anyway.
Jacob was just searching for something long and hard there.
There's none left.
Are all the bowls gone?
There's none left. You only brought 5.
All right.
Those were all of them.
So
our next
cereal, quote unquote, is
milk
reset.
Yeah, the reset
no
center.
Chance this is about to go down.
Is.
I feel like we should say that for last, shouldn't we?
Popcorn.
Why?
Dude, the oil is going to get everywhere.
The Cheez-Its are last.
I don't give a... I'm telling you, man. The potion goes crazy.
Dude, if you're eating popcorn and the milk we just had, you don't get the opinion anymore. Look at the sprinkle.
Oh, my God.
The sprinkle.
No.
This is not going
to
be good.
As someone who's from Indiana and is a big lover of popcorn, I'm absolutely terrified to try this.
Oh, my... Oh, no.
Yeah. Not the fork. Chewy. I can't wait.
I feel like this definitely should have been last.
I can't wait. Yeah. You can try it last. Well,
just special provision.
Yeah. No, you try it with the rest of us.
Orville Redenbacher.
For Orville.
For Orville Redenbacher.
Oh my God. Yeah, let's sit for at least a few seconds.
No.
That's not possible.
You saw what happened.
Yeah. You can hear some fucking reaction going on.
I put some milk in before I endeavor.
What the fuck is this?
Ah. Spin this table all dirty.
That's why I gave you the napkin.
I use the napkin.
It's so rare.
Jacob's bib.
Oh my God, you can. It's like putting Pop Rocks in your mouth or something.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
There's
like
no Pop
massive
Rocks?
Yeah.
It's just like putting Pop Rocks in the milk.
It fizzes? Oh, I couldn't hear with my headphones.
No, it just
it's a very audible fizz.
Yeah. Honestly, quite shocking. Oh, no.
It's not bad.
I think you need to put more salt in it.
Say not something, bad. Guys.
That was pretty good.
All right, we're...
Are we good to go?
Yeah, we're good. All right.
I'm going for round 2. Oh, yeah.
He's going for round 3.
Oh, ain't no way you said it's pretty good.
Dude, first of all, the fizz adds the fun, and then you can all right. eat it.
Fizz is pretty fun. Definitely
listen,
the best
listen.
Part.
Oh, actually, give me the popcorn one more time. I want to hear this fizz.
He's still just in denial of the fizz.
Thanks.
I just need to try it again.
The salt kind of adds to the flavor.
No.
Oh, I see.
I can feel the fizz.
It's because of acid.
Oh,
yeah, Jacob knows a lot about acid.
Is that right?
Yeah, this should actually be your favorite then. Since
okay.
Kind of tracking.
I will start while the other people eat.
Other people.
So, I'd like to preface my my review by saying every single category that this can be scored in received a zero. So
I don't know what that called.
The texture, you know, it just instantly turned into mush. Really, no question about it. The flavor, it tasted like absolutely nothing. And the cereal ability, it had none at all. So it's just zeros all the way across the board. The only somewhat redeeming attribute of this cereal is that it screams when you... because it's dying.
Yeah, Jess can't even bear to watch Jacob as she just sees him devour the popcorn cereal.
So yeah, texture, zero. Flavor, zero. Cereability, zero.
Wow, we got the chance of the rapper Kid Cudi. Imagine Dragons back to back to back on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this one's definitely hard to formulate thoughts on. For the texture, again, it kind of depends on whether you're scoring it based off of, you know, a normal cereal outing where you'd kind of put it in milk for a little bit or not. I'm going to go ahead and do that. So for the texture, it's got to be around a very close to a zero, probably about a 0.5, just because, you know, it does scream out in agony because it is
dying.
It's losing its structural integrity. It's losing all of its crispness. It's just kind of reverting back to mush, which is apparently attractive to some here, but not myself. So that's going to be a 0.5. And then for the flavor, this kind of depends on whether you get a buttery piece or not. I found like the ones with a lot of butter actually did mix quite well with the milk, in my opinion. So I'm going to kind of look at its best side for this category and give it a 3.5, really a lot better than I anticipated. And then for the cereal ability, I mean, come on, this has got to be a zero. Just that pathetic showing from the popcorn. I really thought it had more fight in it, but I guess not. So we're going to move on to our popcorn enjoyer, the tender white.
I feel like the texture, if you have the right amount of milk in it, then it complements the popcorn to a T. So if the milk is in it before and you just sprinkle the popcorn in and you eat at the right time, the mush with the crunch, you really can't eat it. Teddy might have a competition for that one. But the texture, I'll probably go 3.5 for that, because if you do wait too long, it you're just drinking just popcorn juice at that point. But yeah, the flavor, easily a 5. Because if you get, it's kind of like Raisin Bran, you know, you gotta hunt for the butter piece. You get one piece of butter and some other ones, then it's like, wow, that's a damn good, you know, spoon of popcorn right there. Cereability. Wow. That's probably a 4, I'm not going to lie.
We want more contrarian thoughts.
I would eat it at my house. Like, I would go home and eat this as I ate 3 bowls already here. But yeah, it's got to be a 4. It could be better. The structure could, you know, increase.
That's an interesting take. That's an interesting take from the human embodiment of popcorn and milk.
Well, come on. I mean, you put it in there, you know, you get a little sizzle. It's like, wow, it's breakfast time. Or dinner, you know.
I'll tell our genetic engineers back in Indiana to kind of, you know, get to work on the structural, just increase it a lot.
Way
more structuralness.
They gotta start,
really,
you know, yeah, they gotta start growing a little more stronger corn. So
yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, texture, no.
Very good. You can literally just write down no if you want. That,
okay.
That could be your final answer.
No.
I gave a no in the Oreo review.
You did. Nice one.
Thanks.
Flavor? I don't know how you thought that was good.
It's popcorn.
At all. Okay, well, I like the popcorn part.
It's not like the flavor changed.
It did a little.
Milk
changes a lot.
It.
No.
It
just
did.
Milk in butter. It's butter flavor.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
Well, Logan hates butter, so.
I love butter on popcorn.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I just don't like butter on pancakes or waffles.
Logan the lime.
Or toast.
Well. Keep naming them.
Or noodles. Oh.
Flavor was a 1 because the popcorn was there, but the milk was a no. And then cereability, it did have the snap, crackle, pop, but...
Actually, I had none of that. It just had the...
just had the...
It did. So for that, it gets a 1. And the generous 1.
All right. Fair enough. All right, so our next quote-unquote cereal will be the Mini Twist Pretzels Kroger brand.
Again, we'd love to shout out the Kroger company for hooking us up with those budget snack foods.
Oh, that did not open kindly.
No way, man. You got it. Okay, I got to start opening everything.
What? Yeah. Based on one time, I've been an expert at opening things thus far.
I've seen the Barron's family has had a lot of struggles opening things from my time.
Oh, the pants cereal?
The pants cereal was tragic.
The what cereal?
Yeah, so we were going to eat Fruity Loops, right? And I go to get the Fruity Loops, and it's open down the middle, like this. Like, it's got the zipper on the pants. Wow. Oh my god. This is a doozy to pour out.
I didn't even see it. Oh my god.
How'd you even do that?
Y'all just so excited for the popcorn. Take it out of the bag. I'm not putting that much in. This is not gonna be good.
I think you're gonna like it, actually.
Maybe they'll hold up.
You would like it.
I don't hear no acid reflex though, so.
Acid reflex? Yeah, it's like, oh my god, it's How are you holding your spoon?
See, you hold it weird. Like this.
Yeah, I know. I'm not writing cursive when I'm scooping food, you know. Yeah, I'm doing a job. I'm not writing an essay when I'm eating food, you know. I go in.
He needs the maximum leverage.
Yeah, he needs torque on that.
You're not using your elbow to scoop. You're not doing it right.
He needs that torque.
No.
All right. So, the texture of this is very unique. It is not like any of the other cereals that we've tried prior to this. And it does hold its own. Typically, when I'm eating these pretzels without soaking them in milk first, I need like a water next to me because it's constantly drying my mouth out, you know. But this, the milk helps with that extraordinarily. So for that, I'm going to give it a 4.5 in the texture category. The taste was, pretzels are known for just being a bland snack. But I do feel like the milk enhanced it a little bit, so I'm going to give it a 4 for flavor. And for cereal ability, it just does not give me the cereal vibe. 2.
Wow.
Wow. Just shocking all around. But yeah, I mean, for this one, for the texture, honestly, it was a lot better than I thought. I thought, you know, they kind of maintained the crispness that I'm looking for in a cereal. So definitely around a 4 for me. Maybe I'll leave it at a 4 just because the pretzel shapes are just kind of weird to kind of wrap your brain around. So just not what I'm used to. And then for the
weird
flavor
concept.
Yeah.
I'm sure for the fork it was kind of easy, you know. You could like put it like in the right?
Prong.
You can, yeah,
nope.
The prong. Excuse me. Yeah.
The fork did not help on this journey.
No, it didn't.
Nope.
Yeah, then for the flavor, I really feel this is just kind of pretzel eating 2.0 enhanced because you know, like you said, the flavor of pretzels isn't exactly something that I personally love, but I do love milk, and I do kind of like the crispness. So when you add that all up, and the salt was kind of weird, but I think that kind of just, you know, made it all that much more confusing, and I enjoyed that quite a bit. So
being confused?
Yeah, just not even knowing what to think. So probably a 4 for me on there. Then for the cereal ability, just kind of shocking how well it held up, honestly. That's got to be a 4.5 for me, just because it definitely held up as well, if not better, than most all other actual cereals. So definitely a strong showing from the Kroger company.
To be honest, the milk was basically a non-factor. at least for me. It was basically just eating pretzels out of a bowl. And I'm a big pretzel fan, so the texture and flavor are gotta be a 5.
Oh, you're a pretzels fan. Who's their best player?
Oh, yeah? Me. I show up when I need to. The cereal, really? This is not a cereal. This is literally just a snack in a bowl. That's how you eat pretzels anyway, put them in a bowl. The milk kind of helped, because I agree with what Jan said, but like, you know, helping the pretzel go down. So I probably get like a 3 for cereal ability.
Do you like the Snyder's or do you like the...
I love Snyder's.
Is that like the gold standard?
But I'm more of a rolled gold sort of guy. Oh, I see. So, yeah.
You like the pretzel rods? Is that your favorite?
I love the rods, yeah.
That is kind of the strongest one.
Because they have the most salt on them.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Did you just give it a cereal ability score? Or did
yeah,
you?
3.
5's for the
other.
5's
all around.
Yeah. I agree. It also just tastes like pretzel. I didn't taste the milk at all, which is good for me. So texture, yay, yippee! Why are you shaking your head?
Just because. Why would you not want to taste milk?
Why would you?
Because it's so good.
No.
Our next episode will actually be a brawl fistfight between Jess and Logan.
Yes. Three types of milk. Yeah, that'd be so hype.
Dude, that's actually the next one. Yeah. We're getting oat milk.
The OG milk gang. Let's go.
Yeah. I like almond milk.
Okay. Well, we'll put almond milk on there, and that'll be the only one you rate above a 2.
Wow. Okay. Aggressive. Good
My
one.
Bad.
Clip that.
That's going on the album.
Yeah.
I don't know if I rated texture. I'll give it a 4 for texture. Flavor, it just tastes like a pretzel. And I also like pretzels. So 5. And then cereal ability. It didn't really seem like a cereal. So I'll give it a 3. I guess.
What are you taking our snacks for? I'm skipping dinner for this, and you're taking all our food.
We're going to get pizza after this.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
For sure.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Just more money down the drain.
And ice cream.
And ice cream. There is a good ice cream place around there, too.
Our next cereal is going to be
our new
Pepperidge Farm brand Goldfish Crackers.
But the clip right here.
I don't care.
No. Well, the candy. What's
we're actually candy we're actually going to take a quick milk break.
All right, time out.
Just pour the milk down
now,
the drain.
Oh, now you're
doing it. Yeah, because I just do not want the Oreo mixing with the goldfish, because I'm actually very excited for the cheese-flavored
cereals.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure.
You know what I've always been saying? There needs to be more cheese in cereal.
Yeah, thank God we're doing
more dairy with our dairy. Not enough in this country. We do not have enough fat people in our country. We need more.
I would not like the next 3 or the next 2. Is it paused, John?
No.
Oh, just going?
Yep.
Finally. I mean, we kind of just went all in.
Well, I personally am loving the potion that is being created in my bowl.
Yeah, that's very potent. I think that's something we could feed to Zach Fedition. And he'd be like, wow, I can taste each and every flavor. This is pretty good.
That's a very good impression.
All right, so our next cereal will be Pepperidge Farm brand Goldfish Crackers. These are the on-brand. We shelled out the big bucks for this one.
Ooh, I think it was on sale, or else we wouldn't have gotten them.
That's very true.
That is how I operate, at least.
Are there off-brand Goldfish, you think?
There are at Aldi. They're Penguins.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. They're not bad, actually.
Missed opportunity there.
Yeah, there's no Aldi around here, but if there were, we would have gotten
Penguins.
There's
one in Hamilton. Oh. On the way near the Canes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
field trip.
Might as well.
I love Aldi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I know where we're
You
going.
Like all these nuts in your mouth?
Well, just Aldi, not Aldi's. So,
so yeah.
Basically, you fell off.
And this guy's just
No way.
He has a cup, but
you know you have a cup with milk in it.
I just wanted to see how the potion would taste, and it's not great. I also wanted to get my milk levels down, because I'm terrified to see how this is going to hold up. I don't think it's going to be great.
That's okay. I'll be throwing this one out.
Oh, my.
Maybe if we had, like, the rainbow goldfish, it would have been a little different, you know?
There's nothing different about that besides color. They're
completely different.
No, they definitely are.
I feel much different eating rainbow goldfish.
Yeah, for sure.
At least get the extreme cheddar. Weird. At least we gotta go all in if we're gonna do the cheddar.
I know,
yeah, missed opportunity. Next time.
That's too many. That's too many. That's too
many. Oh my gosh.
How's it, Logan?
You're gonna love it, I think. Jess is gonna like it too, I think. Yeah, this is definitely different than I thought it would go.
Say, All right.
You know what time it is.
All right. Texture. I feel like this held up very well against the milk. In the fight between the milk and the goldfish definitely won this battle, so for that, they're getting a 4. The flavor, I feel like in recent years, goldfish has taken the clear backseat to snacks like Doritos, Cheez-Its, and Cheetos. And the goldfish is the clear fourth, but I feel like the milk helped subdue some of the sharper edges of the flavor that come with the goldfish. So it did give it the assist there.
Take.
That is wrong on so many levels. Oh my god.
Alright, so yeah, flavor is a 4. But it just felt strange eating goldfish and cereal. So the cereal ability is going to grab a 2.
Yeah, so first, just to kind of clear the air, the flavor of goldfish is very mild. It's much less strong than that of a Doritos or Cheetos. And to even put it in the same pantheon as the latter two is just kind of blasphemy to me. So I think you should be ashamed, honestly. So I just put goldfish and Cheez-Its kind of in a league of their own. And then the rest of the cheese heads can kind of follow behind me.
Cheez-Its are easily the S++, and then everything else is far below.
Okay. All right, well, I guess we're going to have to leave it at that. So for the texture, again, I was just pleasantly surprised. I mean, goldfish aren't really known for their structural integrity or ability to kind of stand up to the elements, but for some reason, they did so quite well. And probably rivaling the teddies, in my opinion. So that's going to be a 5 for the texture. And then for the flavor, I mean, the goldfish flavor is quite nice. It could be a little stronger, which is why the flavor blasted exists. You know, they don't have a reverse flavor blast, but they take out the flavor.
They need to.
Because there's actually not that much of it, so they need to increase it for people like me and Jacob.
Yeah, Giannis wants cracker-flavored goldfish. Yeah.
I do. I love crackers.
The original flavor with the soup.
White people flavor. Soup flavor.
The soup cracker. Please do not ban us for that comment. But, yeah, so for the flavor, I'm kind of teetering between a 4.5 and a 5. I'm going to go with a 4.5 just because it doesn't quite reach the Teddy Graham level of mind-boggling flavor expertise. And then for the cereal ability, it's got to be another 5 for me, just because my expectations compared to where it actually showed up were so different that I couldn't really comprehend giving it anything else. So definitely, this is kind of a nice compliment to the teddies. You know, I would definitely enjoy a nice goldfish with milk on the rocks. I would just eat that every day. It's like, do you want something sweet or salty? Well, we got 2 options for you.
That's true. I'm not a big goldfish guy, but I was surprised. But the texture, I put a little more in the bowl than I wanted, but they all held up. They swam, not sank, so I was very happy about that. So that's probably a 5 for texture. The flavor, I don't really like goldfish or cheese-flavored snacks because that's not really what I want as a snack. So I'll give it like a 4. just because the flavor held up. And the milk actually kind of helped it. So, but syrup oat, that's a 3. I'm like, I don't want to eat goldfish out of milk. That's so weird. No. Only if they had extreme flavored, maybe, but not just a regular cheddar. Regular cheddar, they don't deserve that sort of, you know, treatment in the milk like that. The milk's only for the finest snacks and cereals, so.
So bad cereals you eat with water is what you're saying?
Bad cereal, yeah. just suck them up. Just,
like
just
Captain Crunch water.
Water.
Texture, it did hold up in the milk, which kind of surprised me. But 5.
Okay.
Yep. Flavor, the milk, like, dulled it. So, I don't know. I didn't really like it that much. I'm also more of a flavor blasted person because I have them in my dorm actually. So
proof.
I'll go right now. I'll bring them. I should have brought them. My bad.
Yeah, come on.
I know. I'll give it a 3 on the flavor and cereability. I would not put this in milk. I mean, I wouldn't put anything in milk in general, but, like, I really just wouldn't for this one at all. So, 2. Wow. All right.
All right.
You wouldn't put anything in milk, but if you were forced to put something in milk, it definitely would not be this. Okay.
No, because I don't like milk or cheese, really, but I like the extra cheddar.
Word.
For some reason, yeah.
All right, so our next cereal is going to be Clif Bars.
I feel like that's one we say for last, honestly.
Why don't we go cheese, Clif
Bars, and go back to Cheez-Its, man. All
right, our next cereal is going to be Cheez-Its.
I don't want to do this one.
This is a shout-out to Sunshine right here.
Shout-out to Minecraft for the partnership with Cheez-Its.
Yeah, I mean, any other company would not be brave enough to accept the Minecraft sponsorship, but the Cheez-Head.
Oh, these are extra baked.
Huh? Oh, wow.
Whoa, whoa. Got them in half. Oh, wait, they got the Minecraft in the back. I didn't see that.
Extra baked, not extra big. Yeah.
I think they just accidentally got a little bit too cooked in the oven.
You want to, like, hand them over? Or...
Wait, hold up.
Actually, yeah, that's okay.
Since when did Sunshine get bought out by Kellogg's? What the hell?
Since birth.
Oh, man, they definitely had the Sunshine.
They're putting on Cheez-Its, then, are they?
They might not be, man. Yeah. Wow. That's why. Because I don't have the Sunshine. They got burnt.
Shit. And the milk.
The Sunshine's gone. We gotta cook it for longer.
And the milk over, please.
Hand it over, bitch.
The one finger pass.
Gotta maximize the surface area for you two
to grasp. What the
heck? Yeah. Why are these brown?
We were just discussing this.
So. One's like 90% brown in here. What's that?
That's one of Jacob's least favorite things. So.
That's not what I said. I just didn't expect that in my Cheez-It, so. A little too much cheese, not enough it, you know. I don't want to eat these.
You got to. Unfortunately, that's what you signed up to do.
Yeah. Jan's taking all of our snacks, so.
Like, yeah, I can't,
like he paid for them or something.
Yeah, unbelievable. What?
I can't believe it.
I don't know how you could say that these have weaker flavor than the goldfish. It's clearly much stronger.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe goldfish flavor is just bad.
You're gonna get extra cheddar.
Jan's like, no, not more cheese. I can't handle it.
Just as nice.
My mind would
IRL.
My mind would blow up.
But I like the extra cheddar. They're that good.
I'm rocking with the Tron look the rest of the podcast.
Please do.
Star Trek guy. He's making the Minecraft villager noises. Based on the Minecraft cheeses.
I don't think they sound like that.
do.
What the fuck?
I don't like it.
How is it such a step down in quality from those?
It's so gross.
It tastes like expired milk, kind of.
It does.
I've never had expired milk.
I'm still giving it a 4 on the flavor.
What does expired milk taste like?
Bad.
I've never had expired milk because I always drink milk instantaneously. It's just, it's all gone.
He inhales that shit. Ain't no shit, the cardiac lip.
Oh, did you see the r/place thing today for April Fool's?
No.
You know the board where everyone gets one tile?
Yeah.
Cardi took, the Playboy Cardi sub took it over. Yeah, let me show you. They did so much better. I thought they would not be able to organize, but they did.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not okay.
That blew up my ears.
Sorry.
Look at that.
My bad, y'all.
Beautiful.
So sorry.
That's pretty damn good. They got one.
They got it.
They got their own.
They got the whole square. Yeah. Squares. There's also one for Brazil.
I know, I saw that one.
Did you see the one that says r/Germany? And then Cardi took it over and put r/PlayboyCardi?
No.
Wow, he's back.
What? You better have thought about your scores.
Yeah, I want
to. Yeah, after I was spitting that last spoonful out of the sink.
Really? You just couldn't handle it?
No.
All right.
All right. Expected.
Did you guys do yours already?
No.
We were waiting for you.
We were waiting for you.
Why would you wait for me? I could have done it when I got back.
All right, so.
Okay.
For me, the texture, it held up all right. It was very average in terms of what we've done here today. So for that, it's going to receive a 3 for texture. The flavor was also very all right. It just tasted like Cheez-Its. 3. Cereal ability. It felt weird to eat it as a cereal, to be quite honest with you. 1.
What was your first rating?
3.
Okay.
1? Wow.
I went from a 4 to a 3 just for no reason. Look at that. But,
I changed my mind.
For the texture.
You can't do that.
Yeah, that's the whole point of our current day society. If you say one thing, that's it forever.
No, I changed my mind.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not allowed.
I changed my mind, it is allowed.
Oh, okay. You're in it. Yeah, you're actually not allowed to change your opinion on anything in your whole life. Did you know that?
I did. Yeah, that's why all my opinions are firm. Yeah,
Yeah, but for the texture, I gotta say, I do agree with Jan. It was pretty average in the grand scheme of what we've been looking at today, which makes it below average in general, which would probably lend me to put it around a 2 or maybe a 1.5, because around the 45-second mark, we did see some heavy disintegration among the Cheez-It community, which was not appreciated. And then the flavor, definitely a much stronger flavor than that of the Goldfish, which did not pair well with the milk, in my opinion. So probably going to be around a 2 for me there. And then for the cereal ability, I'd kind of feel like they're a bit too large to really be cerealed as well as they could have been. So that's going to be a 2.5, because otherwise they didn't do bad. It was just kind of, they're a bit too big for my legs.
I was also going to say that, but I just felt weird eating like 1 square per spoon. Well, also, these spoons are not the best, but...
Oh, I've been eating it with a fork.
Well, that's also true. I feel like if there's like mini Cheez-Its, it'd be like more adept to cereal. But I don't like Cheez-Its, so 1 across the board. Because the last spoonful I spit out, because they're so bad.
Alright. Texture... I guess it sort of held up in the milk. I don't have a lot of milk left. I'm not putting any more in, so...
Yeah, because you have every piece of food we've had in that bowl.
Oh, no.
So have I, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't want any more milk. So, I guess I'll give it a 3. Flavor, it tasted like expired milk. There's way too much dairy. I like Cheez-Its by themselves. But the milk... the milk? No. So, 1. And then Cereal-ability, yeah, it was really hard to just, like, eat it. I prefer, like, hands over a spoon, so...
You can do that.
Oh, you're right. The scrupula. Yeah, I'll do that next time.
Yeah.
So that's gonna get a one.
The hands is the superior utensil for eating Cheez-Its.
The hands is a great utensil overall.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so our next cereal will be viewer's choice, or it can be the Cliff Bar.
Oh, my bad.
Wait, it's actually not going to be the Cliff Bar. That has to be the last one.
All right, it will be the our next cereal will be the eater's choice of candy. You can just do as many or as few as you want.
So there's Milky Way, Twix, Snickers, and the Reese's Easter Egg Edition. So, yeah, everyone just go for it.
I'm actually Three Musketeers,
guys. Could you pass me the eggies?
I am actually terrified of this one, too.
Are you?
Yeah. Give me a Milky Way. I guess that works.
It's all you, buddy. Lane Chatterton has entered the chat right now.
There's zero chance Lane Chatterton has entered any chat right now.
Oh, he has.
He's entered Chad? He should probably get out.
I'd stay in.
Yeah, anyone who goes anywhere near Chad is just kind of playing with fire at that point.
That is true. Yeah, but sometimes fire can be...
It can be hot.
It can be hot. Sometimes.
Sometimes it contains radiation as we've... No way, Midnight Edition...
What?
No way. This is the midnight edition of Milky Way. I presume that's...
What's that even mean?
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate, yeah.
Why did you say that?
Because I don't like dark chocolate.
But midnight edition, that makes you want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Make me want to eat it until I realized what it was. But I'm still going to eat it anyway, so I guess they ended up winning.
Well, mix them in, you know?
Mix them in with what?
Like the regular Milky Ways.
No.
Why not?
Because
they're all the same.
Dude, this sounds awful.
Awfully good.
Oh, okay.
That's it. You already there?
Good one.
John, what are you doing on the eggs?
Is everyone going to watch the new Despicable Me, like, Gru origin story?
Rise of Gru?
Yeah. My half Gru.
My
It goes crazy. Is that going to be the first movie that you watch in theater since Cars?
Oh, absolutely not. We're pirating that shit. You already know.
Wow.
Well, I can get you free tickets.
Oh, right.
This is going to be the best one, I bet.
This is going to be the worst one.
Because even if it disintegrates, it's still going to be fine.
Alright, I'll go first.
Yeah.
Alright, so, easily, I tried the Reese egg and the Three Musketeers, because those were the first two in my grasp. And the Reese's egg was leagues better than the Three Musketeer. But that's just because it's a better candy. The milk really didn't do anything to assist or hinder the candy in any way. I think it's just because the sweetness is so strong and it's so processed that it can't really penetrate anywhere. So it's going to get a 3 across the board, except for Cereal-ability, which gets a 0.
Wow.
Yeah, so I actually had the Milky Way Midnight Edition with the dark chocolate, and this is certainly not a good candy. so this probably did sway my view quite significantly. I'm just not that big on these candies in general. I mean, who the fuck knows what the difference between a Milky Way or a Twix or a Snickers or Three Musketeers even is at this point. They're all exactly the same to me. And none of them are good is kind of the shared characteristic of all of these. So for the texture, definitely a 0 for me. I don't know who wants to eat cereal that's like chewy and gummy. But
my gummy.
Yeah, certainly not me. I do not want my gummy cereal. And then for the flavor, this is going to have to be probably a 0.5. I'm going to give 0.5 of 1 point because there was a semblance of a chocolatey flavor that was not rancid. So definitely an improvement on that front when compared to the texture. And then the cereal ability, that one is going to result in another 0 because, like I said, my gummy is no funny.
Wise words.
Pause it. All right, now you can go.
actually never mind the gumminess of the chocolate. I'm a big Three Musketeers fan. Of course, if this milk didn't soak through, I don't really know what could penetrate the Three Musketeers, to be honest. Because I let mine sit for a good minute and a half, and it was just as chewy as I remember, so I guess that's good or bad. Depends on what you're doing it for, but
the milk would make it more chewy.
Well, I split one in half, and that still didn't even do anything, so...
What would it be doing to it? It's already chewy.
It should make it, like, soggy more, or just, like, disintegrate, but there's, you know, there's...
Fracking in the free world.
Sitting there, yeah. Probably a 3 for texture. Flavor, it's a 5. I'm a big Musketeer fan. Searability, yeah, I don't eat it as a cereal. As a wise person once said, I'd rather eat it with my hands, so... Oh, yeah. So probably a 2.5 for searability.
We got the crab rib.
Texture, it did not disintegrate at all, which I did kind of like, but like, I don't know, it was just weird. Like it was like the milk was a non-factor at all, which was good for me, but also not. So 4. I'm a little indecisive. I don't know yet. Flavor, 5. I love candy. Searability, 0. Would not. I would just eat it normally. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, there you have it. And we do have one final contender that I know everyone is very excited about, which is the Clif Bar. And what's so exciting about these is you can actually kind of, they're a very, very malleable cereal, so you can just kind of make it whatever you want. So we're going to go ahead and do that.
And a distinguishing characteristic of Clif Bars is that as soon as you open it, it already looks like it's been digested.
You just want to go half and half? Like you have half of your slogan?
I'm probably going to have about a tenth of it. We could probably go one bar for the whole lot.
Yeah, that's
lot,
definitely probably what we should do.
Oh my gosh, that sounds awful.
Awfully good.
How'd you think of that one?
It does look like a winner. What are you doing?
Chicken dinner right here. No way.
Dunn's drowning his right now, so.
Just stabbing my mouth.
Some emotion coming out of Jan there. Very
hold
rare
on.
That was not a normal digestive sound.
I think we might have to leave it at that.
Why didn't want to go down from the Logan? All right, here you go.
Yay.
Just plop it in
there. I know.
If you don't, I'll eat the rest of it. You don't. Sorry, there's still 3 Musketeers lodged in the roof of my mouth, so.
Oh, the nougat?
The nougat. After 3 or 4, the nougat just, you know, you don't get used to it after that.
Shout out nougat, man. Gotta be one of my favorite Android versions right there. Once I went to marshmallow, it was never the same.
Which number was nougat?
Dude, I don't fucking know. I just remember it was one of them.
Into the mic.
What was the first one called?
Oh, yeah, let me just get another one in the chamber.
No, that was 4. So, jelly bean was 4. I think marshmallow was 3?
Done.
2?
I started on like lollipop or whatever.
Lollipop was 5, I think. I know it was after jelly bean, I think.
What are you talking about?
Versions of Android. Because nougat is one of them.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, learn some now.
Okay. This one, it's 110. That's the story of this one. The texture, nothing happened. I had to use a fork and a knife. Well, I've been using a fork the whole time, but I had to bust out the knife just to cut this thing into pieces because it did not want to separate. Normally. So 1 in texture. Flavor. This flavor of Clif Bar is absolutely atrocious. 1. There are numerous other better flavors of Clif Bar that would have benefited this.
I forgot how to drink water.
He's learning how to drink water, yeah.
Baby's first steps.
All right, and the cereal ability is a zero because it literally just stood in the water like it was my dad watching me.
Yes, this one was very yucky. It was icky. It was yucky. It was all of the above. Texture. I'm gonna give it. Honestly, I'll give it a one. And I feel like, you know, if it didn't taste like ass, maybe I'd appreciate the texture more. But since it does, and the texture's not great, it kind of plays off each other to really create that negative feedback loop we try to avoid in most things. So that's right. So then moving on to the flavor, yeah, it kind of depends on what comes up in the bite, whether it's a 0.5 or a 0, depending on which particular, you know, piece of the Clif Bar you're getting. So I'll just keep things safe and stick to a 0 for now, just so I don't have to eat it again. And then, yeah, just get it as far away from me as possible. And then the cereal ability, you already know that's a 0. Like, you know, just, yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm already traumatized.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually a big Clif Bar fan. Outside of milk? Sorry, I can't even finish this last bite.
It's too good.
Because when the Clif Bar goes in the milk, it doesn't disintegrate. Goes in the mouth, immediately like paste in your mouth. and you can't you just have to sit down and take it. Because if you swallow it, it's going to solidify in your throat.
Shrewd. You heard it here first.
Zero.
Folks.
Yeah. That's a 0 perfection.
Clif Bar is actually 3 states of matter.
You got Schrodinger's state of matter over here.
That's just a 0 for everything. I don't ever do that.
Strong take.
All right. Jess?
I agree with you, Jan. 1-1-0. Because it wasn't like the worst. Well, it was pretty bad. But it was just weird. And I don't really like it. So, because it was very pasty, and the milk just made it weird. But milk makes everything weird. So, yeah, 1-1-0.
We got the binary code scores all around. All right. That creates.
Yeah. I would like to go around and have everyone share their most surprising candidate of the day. My surprising candidate was popcorn. I was surprised at how bad that was.
No!
It was literally atrocious.
No. Yes. Yeah, so I think for me, it goes two ways. I do agree the popcorn was surprisingly bad, but the goldfish was surprisingly good. I did not think it would hold up nearly as well as it did. And as well as, like, the salt kind of just melted away in the milk, which was also a good thing. So definitely two of the biggest surprises for me right there.
The popcorn was by far the best thing out of anything. It beat the cereal. I'm going to go home and do that over summer, because that was just, like, the epitome of, like, snack right there. Fun, flavorful.
Freaky.
The big 3 R's right there.
R's.
It's all the same. The Teddy Grahams, I wasn't surprised because I was saying before that they were going to be the best one. They took a second place to the surprise factor, but yeah, the cheese ones were awful. Oh my god. Don't try any of these. I'm not going to lie, they weren't that good. But the popcorn.
No.
Oh my god. Amazing.
I was kind of sad about the Oreo one. I thought that would be better. It just didn't really hold up. It's better than the Oreo O's cereal, though. So don't get the cereal. Just get mini Oreos if you really want it. The popcorn was not good. It was not good.
I think the conclusion here is that Jacob
like
likes the popcorn
curdled
one because it reflects his personality.
Yeah.
What? Salt and milk?
Yeah.
Butter?
Uh-huh. Salt, butter, mush, and
body
milk.
Salt. Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess if we also want to go ahead and share our favorite and least favorite of the day.
My favorite of the day was the Honey Bunches. My favorite non-cereal was the Teddy Grahams. And my least favorite was the popcorn.
Yeah, the Teddy's got to unlock for first place for me. The Goldfish did put up a valiant fight, but, you know, they couldn't hold a candle to the Teddies. I mean, we got to stay Teddy fresh around here. And let me go ahead and examine. Yeah, actually, I'm going to go ahead and give the worst award to actually the Milky Way. Wow. Just because, yeah, just kind of failed on all fronts. Nothing else to add.
The best, by far, the popcorn. The worst was probably a tie between the Clif Bar and the Cheez-Its for both creating a unnecessary paste in my mouth that is probably still be there for the next couple of weeks for the paste that will be lingering.
You can brush your teeth.
Won't matter.
Okay.
The thought will still be there.
Mr. Ian.
He's getting PTSD from this event.
I need some baking soda or something. Yeah.
Well, the worst was popcorn, so...
That's not even true.
Or yeah, bar Cheez-Its. None, honestly.
That is not true. It was not the worst one.
No way.
Cheez-Its or popcorn.
You'd eat the Clif Bar over the popcorn.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, that's a bold take.
Wow.
Wow. I think if you chased the Midnight Milky Way, you'd be thinking differently.
Teddy Grahams were the best, obviously. Yeah.
So everyone agreed that Teddy Grahams is the best. And then there's everyone agrees except for everyone except for Jacob.
Someone, yeah.
Well, Jacob.
Did John say the popcorn was the worst?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not say the popcorn was the worst because it's not the worst.
No way you'd eat like the Clif Bar. That's
yes,
insane.
I would.
That's actually
the Clif Bar and the Milky Way were much worse than
there's
the popcorn.
No way. Like just straight up, like at least the popcorn went down. Like you were just sitting there chewing it for like hours.
The
you know?
Popcorn was actually good if you got a buttery piece and you ate it right off the spoon.
Yeah, the Clif Bar does get negative points for having to add another utensil to my dish, but
just for the just pure aesthetics of the Clif Bar, if you're putting it in a bowl, you're already
It looks like dog
shit.
Like
that. Yeah.
You're already losing a life if you're going down that route.
All right.
Anybody want the corner?
Nope.
I think that's all you, big man.
That's all right.
I thought you said you're a big Clif Bar fan.
Yeah, I thought you wanted it.
Not after what I just had. We should have got a granola bar. Like a soft and chewy.
Well, that's all we had.
Should have saved it.
That's all in the past.
Should have saved it. All right.
All right, you want to take us out?
Yeah, so that was definitely a life-changing experience for all of us. I hope that you try all of these, actually. Unlike the Oreo one, this did not give us any adverse reactions in the gastrointestinal departments. That's always good. And I think we'll just leave it at that. So, for the Friday Therapy podcast, Logan Hubbard, Jan Behrens, with special guests Jacob Sandberg and Jess Thomas, we are signing off. Have a great day, everyone.
Peace.